A reading from Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, a help always near in times of great trouble. That's why we won't be afraid when the world falls apart, when the mountains crumble into the center of the sea, when its waters roar and rage, when the mountains shake because of its surging waves. There is a river whose streams gladden God's city, the holiest dwelling of the Most High. God is in that city. It will never crumble. God will help it when morning dawns. Nations roar. Kingdoms crumble. God utters his voice. The earth melts. The Lord of heavenly forces is with us. The God of Jacob is our place of safety. Come, see the Lord's deeds, what devastation he has imposed on the earth, bringing wars to an end in every corner of the world, breaking the bow and shattering the spear, burning chariots with fire. That's enough. Now know that I am God. I am exalted among all nations. I am exalted throughout the world. The Lord of heavenly forces is with us. The God of Jacob is our place of safety.
Woo. It's been a busy summer. Now you may be wondering, well, Pastor, you're gone quite a bit this summer, so it seems like you should be pretty well rested. Indeed, Brenda and I spent quite a bit of our summer out of town, and indeed we did get some rest and relaxation and renewal. Yet between trips, it was nonstop, bumper to bumper. Sometimes we'd look at one another when we landed in Lexington and say, well, I'll see you at the next takeoff. We'd be here a couple weeks and then gone a couple weeks. That was the rhythm of our summer. And the weeks we were gone, schedules weren't as hectic. Alarm clocks didn't go off. Work could be juggled between daylight of fun and nights of quietness. In the weeks we were in town, there was catch-up at home, catch-up at our jobs of accounting and church, and in Bryn's case, preparing her classroom for school and attending professional developed classes. It has been a busy summer. This morning, we launched a short worship series, an idea that came to me during one of our early summer trips. God in the heat of the moment. For as I experienced and observed life this summer, I felt some real God moments. And I invited you to share some of your God moments with me and the church, and some of you have done that. I trust that as we reflect these next 6 weeks together, you'll remember your own summer God moments. One real advantage of our summer was the gift of time. Bryn got me a Fitbit for my birthday, which tracks steps taken each day. Well, now the competitive side of me kicked in. Shocking, I know, to you all. But since June 11th, Brent and I have walked 1,015,741 steps, or about 434 miles. That's an average of 48 miles a week and 16,122 steps a day. Now, to put that in perspective, during a normal day of working at both my jobs, which are quite sedentary, I sit on my butt during my jobs, I may walk 3,000 steps. So our challenge is going to be to keep up with the American Heart Association recommended 10,000 steps per day. We're going to have to be intentional about that and make it a priority and be in prayer with us about that. Really. For it's not only been a physically healthy habit, but it allows Brent and I to get away from the chaos and talk and plan and dream and just be. While we were in Florida, we quickly established our favorite route thanks to our good friend Ann Jones, who's here with us today. She said, "Hey, when you all feel like you're in pretty good shape, I got a thing for you to do. Walk the bridge." Took us about an hour and a half, covering 13,000 steps or 6 miles to do this route we took around some real beautiful water scenes. Part of this walk was the bridge. It was about a half mile across the bridge, and the first quarter mile was straight uphill. We'd walk that, and then after we finished the downhill slope, we'd turn around and go back up the hill. And then after a few days, my competitive kicked in, and I said, "Let's do it again." So we'd cross the street, and we'd do the bridge a second time. So every day, 2 miles of our 6 mile walk was the bridge. And when we made our way, our last trip up the bridge hill, we would stop at the ladder. See, the ladder was in the middle of the bridge and became our celebratory stop. We made it. Not only was it a spot that we high-fived one another, but very often we'd just stop and take in the beautiful view. On our last day, I was taking it all in, thinking about returning home and really having a tighter chest, thinking of all that was waiting on us when we got back to Lexington. The first week, looking at the schedule, was going to be 12 to 14 hour long days. Brian returning full force to her teaching job and all the last minute prep for that, and me returning to my office and catching up and beginning forecasting and budgeting for 2018, returning to church more full time, having lots of committee meetings and individuals who've been waiting to meet with me for weeks, 3 fall weddings, developing a new worship series to begin immediately, and already beginning to think about Advent and Christmas. And if that wasn't enough to overwhelm, we'd miss family members and friends while we were traveling, so making time to reconnect with them and get our niece, Savannah, who lives with us, back to Western to begin her junior year. Woo, it has been a busy summer. Luckily, as I stood at the top of the bridge and going through all of these to-dos in my mind, already saddened by the thought of so little time to spend with Bryn once we returned to real life, and not even sharing with Brenda what it was going through my mind. In fact, she's seeing and hearing all this for the first time this morning, just like you. So I hadn't even shared with her what was going through my mind, but I was processing it all, and I looked down, and then God came. In the heat of the moment, I saw this man right under the bridge with semis and truck hauling boats going over him, just chilling, escaping even amidst chaos to the sea. And you can't quite see this picture, but on my iPhone, when I brought it close, you would note the simplicity of his being. There was no motor on his boat. Just a plastic oar, and 2 coolers. One that looked pretty clean, the other very dingy. I wonder perhaps if the clean one was for his water and snacks, and the dingy one was for the fish that he was confident he was going to catch that day. Had his feet hanging in the water. He appeared to be very present in the moment. Now I know, I don't know what was going on in the man's life. He might have been very stressed, but he didn't appear to be. So I'm going to use his image to me as a metaphor for getting away from the noise and chaos, even in the middle of noise and chaos. While standing at the top of the bridge, sweat pouring, but with a sense of accomplishment, I saw other boats, but none like the man in the small, simple boat without an engine. Most of the boats I saw were like this one. Power boats, small yachts of sorts. No way to hang your feet in the water from this kind of boat. No fishing poles in sight. Seems like little to no saltwater air being felt because the boat was almost enclosed completely. Perhaps the owner of this boat was seeking to really escape the world by isolating themselves as much as possible. Now, I did all this processing, and believe it or not, we didn't stand at the top of the bridge for very long. But I was processing the busyness of our lives and going through to-do lists. And as I walked on to the downhill slope of the bridge, I thought about how these two boats could teach me and perhaps you a lesson. God came to me that day in the heat of the moment to say this: be still and know that I'm God. I remembered this verse was in Psalms, but to be honest, I wasn't sure which chapter, so I looked it up. Ben read Psalm 46 for us this morning. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Isn't it sort of crazy that scripture and that came to me to preach on for this Sunday after what we've experienced yesterday? Trouble could mean a lot of things. Trouble could mean grief or financial challenge or relationship demise or church issues. We got some of those, don't we, in the world? Maybe even in here. Trouble could mean overwhelming deadlines, packed schedules. Trouble could mean an unexpected medical diagnosis, a natural disaster destroying homes, taking lives. Trouble could mean deep grief. Trouble could mean political or society issues that make us angry or feel vulnerable. Trouble could mean addiction that we disguise, knowing that it's going to finally catch up with us somehow, some way, and affect our lives with negative consequences. Trouble for some means job or home insecurity. Trouble can mean a lot of things. And my guess is that if I ask you this morning, what is troubling you? First of all, we'd be challenged to limit ourselves to one answer, wouldn't we? And second, our troubles would be as diverse as we are. So I invite you just now to close your eyes as you are comfortable. Now then, I want you to name to yourself and to God what is troubling you this morning. What keeps you feeling like you are in the middle of uncontrolled chaos? With your eyes still closed, and with your named troubles simmering between you and God, listen again.
God is our refuge and strength, a help always near in times of great trouble. That's why we won't be afraid when the world falls apart, when the mountains crumble into the center of the sea, when its waters roar and rage, when the mountains shake because of its surging waves. There is a river whose streams gladden God's city, the holiest dwelling of the Most High. God is in that city. It will never crumble. God will help it when morning dawns. Nations roar. Kingdoms crumble. God utters his voice. The earth melts. The Lord of heavenly forces is with us. The God of Jacob is our place of safety. Come, see the Lord's deeds. what devastation he has imposed on the earth, bringing wars to an end in every corner of the world, breaking the bow and shattering the spear, burning chariots with fire. That's enough. Now know that I am God. I am exalted among all nations. I am exalted throughout the world. The Lord of heavenly forces is with us. The God of Jacob is our place of safety.
I invite you to open your eyes. Later that same day, I went into the ocean, one of my favorite parts of creation. And I didn't know that Brenda had taken a picture of me as she stood on the shore watching me. She's always nervous when I get in the water because of my continued back challenges. But she knows how much I love it, so I promise to be careful, but she stands on the shore like a parent would. But this day, as I was thinking about the tasks that were waiting for us upon our return home, as I was thinking about those boats, I just kept hearing, over and over again, I just kept hearing, "Be still and know that I'm God." You can't see my face clearly in this picture, but if you could, you'd see that my eyes are closed. My head's lifted up to a sunny sky. It's a smile on my face. It was easy to smile in that environment, away from a lot of life's chaos and juggling and schedules. And yet I realize that life will always have challenges. Some we cause, some we choose to take on, some we are victim to. And our challenge is to do our best to be like the man in the small boat. To be present in the moment. One cooler with basic daily needs to sustain us, and another dingy from the challenges we face, empty sometimes, angry sometimes, but with confidence of the future. And my brothers and sisters, that confidence comes in not having a guarantee that trouble or chaos won't happen in my life or yours. The confidence, friends, comes in this promise. A promise that I heard in the heat of the moment, and I trust that you will as well. Be still and know that I am God. The God who loves us. The God who rescues us. The God sometimes that rescues us even from ourselves. The God who calls us. Who calls us God's own. And reminds us over and over again, I am God. And you are mine.
You've been caught in a storm. You've been battered and torn. Your survival will mean your revival. And when I saw your flag, it was only just a rag. And the boat that you were sailing on was leaving. It's a cold, bitter tide that's stolen your pride. You're the daughter of a violent water. And when I took your hand, you were 1,000 miles from land, and the world that you were living in was sinking. Oh, come, you've been down so long, the current pulls so strong, this life that you've been leading. Oh, please, take this love from me, it's stronger than the sea, this love that you've been needing. Have I reached your heart in time to stop the bleeding? Time has led you away from the bright side of day, and if you follow your life, it's hollow. Say goodbye to the sea and share this love inside of me, and the warmth that it will bring will last forever. Come, you've been down so long, the current pulls so strong, this life that you've been leading. Oh, please, take this love from me, it's stronger than the sea, this love that you've been needing. Have I reached your heart in time to stop the bleeding? Have I reached your heart in time to stop the bleeding?
God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. So, be still and know that I am God.